Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to Red Men TV. It's the Uncensored Match Build-Up Show. Liverpool are in Carabao Cup action. Wow! The mighty Carabao Cup coming in your faces like a giant caffeinated ball.
Have you had some of it?
I really feel like I have. It's just
like Ben Ross needs some.
Yeah, for a cup of tea. It's all I need because my head will explode if I drink any of that shit. Anyway.
So is your arse.
There's a chance of that anyway. Chris, Liverpool, Leicester, away from home. First of two, a double header against the former Premier League champions.
You can't say that about us, though.
Oh, no. It's true. Former first division champ. No. Logic would dictate, under normal circumstances, that we put out something like a shadow side for this. But, and in some regards, this is kind of feels to me a bit similar to the Burton game last year, in that we could kind of do with just getting a, this team could do with getting a win, just to get back into the swing of winning football matches.
Yeah, look, another 5-0 win like Burton would be nice, wouldn't it? Yeah, we do. We've had a poor week. We've had a disappointing week, haven't we? It's strange from us.
I've had a great week.
Well,
the football, but it's the football has been fucking.
What's this table so close to me for? Bloody hell! From a team selection thing, it's difficult because I wonder whether Klopp's going to go quite full strength with a few changes, like he's kind of done the last two games, or whether it's going to be we're going to see the likes of maybe Ben Woodburn involved and Marco Grujic, and are we going to see John Flanagan?
Marco Grujic, I totally forgot. Carry on.
Maybe John Flanagan, or you know, Dom Solanke get a start. So it's difficult because obviously Leicester are a big side, but you know they should be rotating as well, I would guess.
Yeah, I mean they rotated heavily for the second round game. Vardy, Okazaki, Mahrez all started on the bench, and that get all Brighton as well. It's like cup football at this level, Ross, is a bit like the Cold War in that regard. It's like who blinks first. If you're gonna go with a B team, then we'll go with a B team and we'll slug it out that way. But you don't want to be falling foul of. I think a lot of people wouldn't be that arsed about this competition, but the same token, it still represents the easiest way to win a piece of silverware.
Yeah, I think he's dictated by last week as well, of does he try and think, well, the fans are on me back a little bit, or it's not been the best week of results or whatever, do I stick a stronger side up that I wanted to in the first place? And then, like you said, you know, you're playing Leicester, the former Premier League champions, as much as you fucking hate to say it. Yeah. So, I mean, they have got decent players and they've got depth as well.
Yeah.
But we've got the advantage of we've expanded our depth and we've got fresh legs in there, so I expect to see a bit of a mix of not youth but an experience and some big names in there.
I think what we saw with the Klopp referenced the rotation, and I think in an attacking sense, I think I agree with Ross. I think we've got enough talent there to have a spin and not necessarily put our full strength side out here and still cause this Leicester side problems. It's probably at the other end that the big question marks are. I'd say probably 100%, and we had a little chat about this about the I guess the pedals rotation that came up on the Instant Match Reaction podcast, and whether we should just pick a back four for a few weeks or back five, in fact, with the goalkeeper. I get what we're trying to do, but you know, there's talk of Danny Ward maybe coming in for this game. I get it from Danny Ward's perspective; he needs to play football matches. He's a good goalkeeper, deserves to play it, but Liverpool could equally probably do with picking a goalkeeper and picking a back four and just saying, learn how to play with each other, because at the minute, the rotation thing isn't working for us.
Yeah, and you know, do you start that in this game or do you start that next week? That's the question, isn't it? Because, you know, for me, this League Cup at the moment represents the best opportunity to develop some of the younger players that we've got, and you know, the inexperienced players that we've got in this squad. And you know, going out in the what is our first round, the third round, it's not good for those fringe players in the squad, because they're not going to get, like Ben Woodburn's not getting minutes otherwise, unless we're comfortable in games. Yeah. And you know, he's not been on the bench for every single game anyway, so it would have been a non-factor. So you know, for me, it's about making sure that you can give these inexperienced players some game time, and this is the best competition for that, because you can almost guarantee it up until semi-final level that maybe that's the first team. The problem is, and that we as fans think of it off the back of these results, whereas I think Jurgen Klopp's already earmarked the side for this 3 weeks ago. Before we're thinking about it, we've got Sevilla on our mind, and you know, Burnley and all that. Jurgen Klopp's already picked his side for this, and you know, do those results change that? Is the question, not the other way around.
There was a case that the Mane sending off against Man City impacted how we played against Sevilla. So maybe it's a 9 or 10 are already picked, and then he'll make a call. It's definitely an interesting one, because what I mean, Ross says, and I think you're right to say, does he think about the fans being on his back? I don't think he does. I don't think he can factor any of that stuff in. But he can't. He's not soft for disappointing results back to back. I mean, it's not a crisis, but people will start to ask, the questions will start to be asked a lot louder, won't they?
Yeah, I think. It was a bit of a bizarre atmosphere on Saturday, I thought, when people were, you know, we touched on it before, moaning and groaning every 2 minutes. But Burnley set up for that result. I mean, it wasn't for want of trying. And I think he said afterwards, you know, he was angry at the result, not the performance. And I don't think we played that badly. But I think he needs to get a result tonight to kind of shut people up.
Here's the thing. If I've learned anything about, from doing Red Men, but also being a Liverpool fan for, you know, 30 years or whatever, it's that you can't shut people up. You know what I mean? You can temporarily make them, you know, crawl back into their holes or whatever. There's always going to be people who question, there's always going to be doubters or whatever. Yeah. But just from it, I just think if it's from a morale perspective as much as anything else, this team just needs to get back into the swing of winning games, because winning breeds winning, doesn't it? You know, it breeds a winning mentality. And I think I've not been disappointed, Chris, in how the team has approached the last two games. You know, we've drawn the last two games, but I've not seen a Liverpool side lacking in attacking confidence. You know, which is, if that was to disappear, I think we would have problems.
Well, we'd be fucked.
Well, absolutely. But it's nice when you're doing that. Those guys, attacking talent, they're the ones that are the hardest ones to get confidence sometimes, because inevitably, you know, so much of it is based on form and confidence. They're the guys who probably just need us to get a win in the bag and then move on.
Yeah, I think, you know, the defence needs a clean sheet ultimately, doesn't it? You know, and bringing players in and then performing isn't going to be an issue in this game. There's going to be players brought into this side who want to perform, who want to get a win for Liverpool, and that's half the battle, isn't it? You know, I think I agree with you in that the approach for each and every game that we've had, you know, the first 30 minutes against Man City, good approach. You know, the game against Sevilla, a good approach. You know, we started that game well. We obviously conceded and we come back from a goal behind to a winning position. That's a really good draw at the end of the day against Sevilla. The approach against Burnley, you know, they were up for the game.
Yeah.
You saw that. My issues have been, you know, how naive I felt that Liverpool have been during these games and during this bad run. For example, Man City not trying to shut up shop, Sevilla not shutting up shop when you're 2-1 ahead, and Burnley just ultimately not being able to close it out. That's not approach to the game, so I've got no worries that whatever side Klopp puts out, they're going to be fired up. You know, you can't question that, because that's just the way that it's been under Jurgen Klopp. It's the tactics and all that type of stuff. I'd like us to change it up a little bit tactically. I'd like us to maybe go to up top and see if we can find a little bit of form between hopefully Solanke and Daniel Sturridge or something like that.
Yeah, I think that's maybe a little bit of an issue we've got with this, Ross, is that I think we saw this off the bench at the weekend, and I mentioned this in the in the podcast that we recorded on the way home, is that I'd have liked to have seen what we would have done if Coutinho had stayed on the pitch. I think him getting a knock or whatever it impacts what we do. But having to put Solanke on the left to keep Sturridge central felt a bit jarring for what we could have done. I thought we could have used Solanke a little bit more intelligently. But this is the thing it poses. Now, we could do with getting Daniel Sturridge into form, but Solanke, this is when's he going to start games if he can't start games in the League mm-hmm. Cup? At the minute, we're short on guys to play wide with Mane out, and if you want to give Salah a little bit of a rest, you're then starting to say maybe Oxlade-Chamberlain goes wide or whatever. So Chris is probably right. There could be a case to say Solanke and Sturridge, go and have a go and see what you can do.
Well, there's no harm in trying it, is there really? But it was the same the first half of putting Firmino out wide.
Yeah.
We all know it doesn't work, and it didn't. So I think Solanke obviously needs game time. Sturridge, I don't know if he can play two games in a week though.
Yeah.
That's the only issue you've got with him, and then he's gonna be out for another 3-4 months, or is it best resting him? But it's a nice position to have of who do you select, isn't it?
It was mentioned here that Danny Ings might be in the squad, which I think would be a big boost for him as well, just to see what because if he's back and available in the squad, play Daniel Sturridge. Because if he does pick up another knock, well, we're okay. You know what I mean? Because Danny Ings just comes and takes his place in the squad or whatever. But one other way of looking at this, Chris, I don't know if it was you I was discussing this with, that there's a possibility here that we're underestimating this competition or the importance of this competition to Klopp. And he could well just treat this like a Champions League game and say, I've got me flow here where I'm just going to treat every midweek game as the same as the Champions League, to get the lads in the habit of this is how they swap and change. And we'd actually go completely full strength.
Listen, I said that at the top of the show, is that, you know, it could be Jürgen Klopp's making changes over the last few weeks. It could be the same type of changes. You know, maybe you get one extra young player in. Maybe it's Woodburn who comes in to give somebody else a little break or something. You know, Coutinho's come back. He's looked a little bit rusty, got game time, picked up a knock. Is he resting for this game? Maybe bring Woodburn in, something like that. So, yeah, maybe we are. And you know what? It wouldn't surprise me, because I've been doing these starting 11s for a few years now, and it's very, very difficult to predict Jürgen Klopp and his mindset.
I touched upon it briefly. I think we should probably put aside the disappointments the last three games. I want to see Danny Ward play in this game, because I think that we've got a really good goalkeeper there, and I have a sneaky suspicion that he's better than the other two goalkeepers that we've got. You know, I think he's a bit taller. I think he's quicker. And although his experience has been at a lower level, I think he's handled everything that's been given to him really well. You know, he had a great spell on loan at Aberdeen a couple of years ago, and obviously the Huddersfield stuff, he really grew into himself over that season, became the, if not quite the hero, but one of the heroes of that campaign for him. Looked decent in the little glimpses in pre-season as well. He got a bit unlucky, ended up being the guy in the penalty shootout against Atletico. Is that right? Mm-hmm. I would like to see him. I hope Jürgen Klopp is just buzzing and full of confidence for this, because I'm not sure we all necessarily are at the moment. And if he is, then this should translate to the team. We're going to get to what we would like to see the 11s be in a moment. But I just want to make another mention of this, that we are nominated for Northwest Football Award.
Whoop, whoop.
Exact one, Dan. You can vote. The link will be in the video info underneath, or get involved on Twitter.
I'm getting ready.
Is it Butter's team here?
Nothing. Oh, I didn't even know there was a team on the back. This is nothing. Just ignore that.
That's your backup team from last week.
totally is.
With tactics, with your champ manager lines. Anyway, Northwest Football Awards. Sadio Mane's up for an award. Trent Alexander-Arnold's up for an award. And Redmen TV's up for an award as well. For the first time, they've invented a category that we can enter and we can win. You can vote to make it happen. We're up against Full Time Devils, Toffee TV, and Blue Moon Rising.
Don't exist.
Who cares? We need to make them not a thing by winning this. So if like Redmen TV.
If they win and we don't.
That's it. Well, listen, if they win and we don't, we're packing this all in. Just saying that now. So if you like what we do and you want it to continue, make us win that award. Otherwise. right, lads.
All the content's going behind the paywall.
Fuck. Don't say that. Which would be buzzing if you're a subscriber. but otherwise, no, not so much. Let's have a look at your teams. This is not what we think Jürgen will do. It's what we would like to see from the side. Don't 100% show it to me. Good that I can see it. But yeah, have you spun it correctly? Is it the right way up?
Yeah, because I can see the lines. Yeah.
So Ross has gone for Ward, Flanagan, Gomez, Lovren, Robertson, Henderson, Wijnaldum, Oxlade-Chamberlain, Woodburn, Solanke, Sturridge. You've gone for a midfield diamond there. Interesting, Chris.
So have I.
Ward, Flanagan, Matip, Gomez, Robertson, Milner anchoring the midfield, Oxlade-Chamberlain, Grealish, Woodburn, and then Sturridge, Solanke. And I've stuck with the 4-3-3 because that's what he'll play. Ward, Trent, Matip, Gomez, Robertson, Henderson, Genie, Wijnaldum, Milner, Oxlade-Chamberlain, Solanke, Woodburn. Now, I had some real issues because I'll be honest, Oxlade-Chamberlain, I went Woodburn in midfield to start with and then realised I had a distinct lack of players to play wide. Did this factor into
this? This is exactly 100% why I ended up with a diamond midfield.
I even wrote Markovic down and what are you doing?
I could see it quite easily being, I think logically, and I think from a fan's perspective, I could see it being that. I'm not sure there's enough evidence.
No, there isn't, but this is what we want to be,
yeah,
isn't it? So listen, let me talk through my back four. You need someone to play right back, so I've picked with John Flanagan.
Okay.
Robertson to get two games in a week, sound. I want to see Matip and Gomez.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see.
That's what I think we've all... Oh, no, you've gone for Lovren. It's it.
Kind of because he didn't play. And Matip, I thought Matip might go.
Yeah, this is what you want. And what I want is Matip and Gomez because I want to see if that works. You know, I've seen like a groundswell on social media. Can't we just play Joe Gomez with Joe Matip? And I was like, yes, can't we? There's a game that we can do that in. No. This is the game that we do that in. Because let's find out about Joe Gomez in the centre of the park. Let's see what he's up for. We saw him, I think it was against Leeds last time in the League Cup. And he didn't have his best performance, but he was just coming off the injury then. He's had some good performances this season at right back. Let's play him with Joel Matip. Let's see what this kid's about. Let's see if we've got someone who's better than Lovren and Clavin. Because if we have, then this could be our first choice centre back pairing.
It's true, but you've also put John Flanagan at right back.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with John Flanagan. He's a good footballer, he's a good right back.
I like John Flanagan. I really like John Flanagan, but I'm not sure that making the right back position loads weaker to try and make the centre back position.
That's where I disagree. I don't think it's loads weaker. I think your right wing position's loads weaker, and maybe with a diamond Flanagan on the right in right back isn't the correct call.
So,
but you know, he needs minutes. We're going to call on him at some point. Yeah. Trent Alexander-Arnold's a young kid. You know, I don't want to see. Right, say Matip and Gomez works in your formation, and they become the centre back pairing. Who are your right backs?
No, I
just Trent.
No.
So at some point you've got to get Flanagan some minutes if that is what you want to see.
No,
and that's what I want to see.
Yeah,
so that's why I've put him in at right back.
So it's interesting. It may be least that we're probably not going to see Gomez centre half, are we? That being told, but it depends. Flanagan might have impressed immensely, but I think from what we've seen from the fullbacks, Flanagan makes less and less sense the more I see. Because if Joe Gomez has been a flying fullback at times for us, which you would never have necessarily thought of him like. But again, if you're going to try something, I guess this is the game to try it. Solanke, I think we all agree Solanke needs to start.
Yeah,
this game
he has to. He just has to. I mean, he got hung out to dry the weekend. But he had a great pre-season. Mm. You know, we don't want those fitness levels to drop because there are going to be times when Sturridge is injured this season.
Yeah.
And I hate the fact that whenever we talk about Daniel Sturridge, we always seem to go, is this the game he picks up an injury or can you rely on him? I want to get past until he proves.
Let's pretend we can rely on him until he's inevitably injured again.
Solanke needs to get game time.
Yeah, I think the Robertson thing, we've all gone with Robertson at left back. I don't see the two games a week should be an issue for him. I think Moreno's clearly first choice and I don't see... he's not played very much football this season, has he? So I think the more games he plays, Ross, the better at this point.
Yeah, because then everyone will recognise that he's on the pitch. Because he's quite ignored in the first half on Saturday. Yeah,
completely. Well, I feel the team, you had no concept of why he was.
And Clavan, he's like the amount of times he could have played him down the left and he was free, and then he did, he kicked the ball at him and passed him.
Yeah, no, completely. It's interesting, if nothing else. Ben Woodburn is another one that... He's gonna have to come out of nowhere, I guess, to be involved in this game because he's not been, as you know, he's not been involved at all this season. He's been doing well for the 23s, which is good because you know he's 17 years old. There's no problem with him doing that.
Done well for Wales as well.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I would like to see him involved, and I agree with both. I had him initially in the midfield three, but just for the way I've gone, there was just it's Daniel Sturridge, Solanke, or again, I don't think Oxlade-Chamberlain. I think Oxlade-Chamberlain will probably be in the midfield. It's an interesting one. I would like to see Woodburn play in the midfield because I think he looked really impressive, and I think if we're saying Coutinho's a midfielder now, I think he should be
Burns back up.
Yeah, exactly. Coutinho Junior. Learn that role, learn from Coutinho, and then start to insulate ourselves against the future by having him in there. So, yeah, interesting stuff, boys. Very, very interesting stuff. So, let us know then what you think Liverpool should do. Are there any players that you think Liverpool absolutely have to play? Woodburn be an example. Solanke, do these lads have to get some game time? And the likes of Flanagan at fullback, would you like to see Joe Gomez play centre-half? Again, comments
no
below.
Mentions for Ajaria.
No. Score predictions? He might be on the bench. I think it's very. I think it's a realistic for him to be on the bench. I feel it probably just injuries and what have you have probably knocked him down a little bit, particularly because we've not mentioned Grujic really. You know, yeah. Did you have?
I had
him
in, yeah.
Then I think I forget Grujic exists. I'd be nice to see him get this game, but I'm not. We're in a world where you could make 11 changes to this team, and I don't think we're going to make 11 changes to this team. Mm. Thought
then. Are the replays in this?
No, go straight to extra time and pens.
Right, 1-1, extra time, we win it on pens.
Okay, Ross?
I was going to go for a replay, but yeah, I think it's going to be a draw.
Okay, I'll take 2-1 to Liverpool then, because why not? You're fucking miserable.
It's not miserable, we get to see more footy, and we get to win in pens.
We get to come home at 3 o'clock in the morning.
But... We still get to the same penalty.
Right, okay, so yeah, we will be at the, whatever it's called, the Walker Stadium.
Not Filbert Street.
Not Filbert, definitely not Filbert Street. Yeah, we'll be there on Tuesday, so come and say hello if you go in the game. Leave your score predictions in the comments below. And don't forget to buy your AFC Liverpool shirt as well. We're sponsoring for the season. There's an amazing documentary on the channel right now, in fact, that we'll annotate to at the end of the video, that tells you a little bit, you know, why we're sponsoring, a bit more about the club, and obviously showcases how awesome the shirts look as well. So watch that, and if you want to support them by putting a few quid in their coffers, buy a Redman TV-sponsored AFC Liverpool shirt from the shop. Thanks for watching. Gents, thank you very much for being here.
And you, Paul.
It's been a genuine pleasure. The Carabao Cup.
Yeah.
Go, go Carabao. And hopefully we'll be back with big, massive smiles on our faces post-match.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.